The Finale, Revelation chapter 22. And he showed me a river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22, verses 1 and 2. We might wonder if there was no reference to the Holy Spirit in the description of the holy city. But here it is, a pure river of water. Ezekiel 47 speaks of this same river as flowing out from the earthly Jerusalem during the millennium. Here we have mention of the three persons of the Godhead, God, the Lamb, and the Holy Spirit. In John 7:38, the third person is called rivers of living water. Also, as the river figures the Spirit, so the tree of life figures Christ, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month, a variety that satisfies fully and yielded monthly. Simply means that the saved will be dependent upon the Lamb during the unchanging and unceasing cycles of eternity, 3 times 4, with 12 being the absolute number of divine rule. And the leaves of the tree are for the nurturing of the nations. As Jesus Christ is more to some saints today than to others, bread to some and only manna to others, likewise, he will be the nourishment as fruit to some and as leaves to others. It is surprising that the Greek word therapia should be limited to healing by translators. Therapia means a waiting on, service, attendant, a fostering, nurturing, attending in sickness, medical treatment, and 5 other things, according to Liddell and Scott. Thank God there will be no need of healing medicines in eternity, but the eternal preventative, the tree of life, the Lamb of God, will be there. There shall be no more curse. Revelation 22:3 carries the same thought, for the Lamb redeemed us forever from the curse. Compare Galatians 3:13-14 with Deuteronomy 23:22. And his servants shall serve him. Revelation 22:3. Today, some believers know the Lord only as a master to be served. They have learned little of real worship and fellowship with him. They will have the same place in the coming age. Others will have a far closer place with him, even as they enjoy with him now. Often the question is asked, will we see God? Here is the answer. They shall see his face. Revelation 22:4. God and the Lamb shall ever be before us in the eternal estate. Concluding reflections. And he said unto me, these words are faithful and true. Revelation 22:6. The angel mentioned here and in Revelation 22:7 was mentioned before in Revelation 1:1 and 19:9-10, whom John mistook for the Lord Jesus. These closing words cover the entire period of the millennial reign. Some items refer to its beginning, others to its close. The statements, "Behold, I am coming quickly," and "Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand," Revelation 22:10, indicate that in his vision, John was standing at the end of the church age and heard and saw things pertaining to the eternal ages. "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." Revelation 22:7. This book begins with emphasis and ends with great emphasis. In Revelation 1:3, a blessing is promised to him that reads and to them that hear and keep its contents. Now in this last chapter, a blessing is pronounced upon him that keeps these sayings. An exhortation is given not to seal the sayings of this prophecy, and a severe threat is pronounced upon everyone who may add unto or take away from these words of the book of this prophecy, Revelation 22:10-18. Note also that these closing words are given because the Lord says, "Surely I come quickly," Revelation 22:7, 12, and 20, and "The time is at hand," Revelation 1:3 and 22:10. How diligently then we should ponder the sayings of this prophecy. How wholeheartedly we should believe them. how fervently we should proclaim them to all. Read Revelation 22, verse 17. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still. Revelation 22:11. Men determine their eternal condition and doom by their own choice while mercy is offered to them. Mercy's call will cease and mercy's door will close with the close of Christ's 1,000-year reign. Nothing can change the weal or woe of men after that. The eternal fixedness of man's destiny is then settled forever. Revelation 22:12 is the Lord's final announcement of rewards which he will grant to those who believe during his reign and to all his saints forever. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Revelation 22:15. Dogs here mean wicked, beastly men. Compare Psalm 22:16 and 1 Corinthians 15:32. That shows the holy city and the new earth will be the eternal abode of the blood-washed multitudes. Without means the outer darkness of which Jesus spoke in Matthew 8, verse 12. Probably that will be some planet somewhere which can never come near the new heaven and the new earth. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Revelation 22:16. 7 times our blessed Lord breaks forth in this last chapter by the personal pronoun I to assure us that he has spoken. His identity is unmistakable. I am the root and the offspring of David. As to his deity, Christ was before David. As to his humanity, he came after him. He was the Alpha, the beginning, the first. He announces himself also to be the bright and morning star for whom Israel is looking. Together with his heavenly people, Jesus will be the day star, indeed the incomparable luminary of the saved nations. Revelation 21, verses 23 and 24. Thus he will truly be the Omega, the ending, the last. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. Revelation 22:17. The Holy Spirit has not failed to give a final invitation to all men during this church age. The bridal company cooperates with him in this call. Everyone that hears the summons is bidden to pass it on. Jesus Christ proclaimed whosoever in his first message, John 3:16. The Holy Spirit proclaims whosoever in the last message, because it is not the will of God that any should perish. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. This refers to false teachers who misinterpret divine prophecy by adding their own prognostications thereto or by denying the written word. Such pose as prophets of the last days. For example, they say the resurrection is past already, or Christ has already come and his kingdom is begun. Faithful finale. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Revelation 22:20. This has been the true attitude of every spiritual believer throughout this whole church period. How much more should it be our cry as we see the day approaching? Hebrews 10:25. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Revelation 22:21. The Bible began with God and ends with our Lord Jesus anointed. In the beginning there was power, God created. At the end there is grace and glory through his Son. Forevermore we shall worship God and the Lamb. All things new will be eternally true.